So, the mics aren't muted this time. That means that people can hear me, and that's wonderful. Hi, everyone. My name's Ian. Welcome to my radio show. I'm doing this intro again because I just did it for about 5+ minutes straight, only to realize I had the mics muted. So that was great. Thanks, guys. Every Friday, 2 to 3, tune in here. I'm going to play some heavy metal, alternative rock, any other kind of genre that strikes my fancy. I did like a cool weekly recap, but we'll just come back and do that later. That's okay. But you know, what else has been going on in the news? Homeless people masturbating, which is pretty fun. You know, the idea of public Wi-Fi is awesome. It is really cool. New York City's actually implemented it pretty well. They have public Wi-Fi kiosks, which you can go up to and you can search for stores, bathrooms, stuff like that. You can look for stores around the city. Kind of cool, nifty little things. And the idea of public Wi-Fi is great, because let's say you need an Uber, let's say you need to find directions to someplace, you know, you want to look at a funny meme or whatever, but you don't want to use data. You got public Wi-Fi. But New York City had to shut down their public Wi-Fi kiosks because homeless people were masturbating with them too much. Yes, homeless people were watching pornography in Times Square and Madison Avenue or whatever New York locations. That's not cool, guys. Come on, stop that. That's not cool. I know things aren't too good, but come on. Let's have some basic decency around here. All right, that would be cool. Coming up next, we have Warpless Run by Taramellos, which is a really cool song. It's based off of the lead singer and guitarist Nick Reinhardt's experience watching this guy named Darbian set the record for the world's fastest speed run in Super Mario Bros. At 4 minutes and 56 seconds. And the music video is really cool. I would encourage you to check it out because Taramellos actually works with the director. They have an actual dialogue with them where they create their own music videos that are really, really interesting, very aesthetically pleasing, very artistic. The guy made a video game and then contacted Darbian and was like, you want to play this video game and stream it and then we'll make that music video? And he was like, yeah. So they set that as the soundtrack to the game and then made that music video. It's a really cool song. And Taramellos is a really cool math band. And then we got Demon Cleaner by Caius, which for those of you who don't know, was Josh Homme's band before he formed the, the landmark 2000s alternative rock band, Queens of the Stone Age. And then we got Perfect Four by Pond, which are, I think, a criminally underrated 90s alt-rock grunge band. So, happy for you guys to check that out. I'm glad my mics aren't muted anymore. Have a good time. Alright, so let's talk about some news. Let's talk about some news right now. Let's talk about some news. You guys want to talk about some news? You know what's some cool news? We finally renegotiated NAFTA, which is cool. It's great because America has been holding this over Canada's and Mexico's heads for a while, threatening to eliminate the trade deal entirely, which would be bad for, I think, all parties involved. America's economy would be strong enough to hold themselves together. Maybe not in recent times, though they actually have been weakening. But at the G2 summit, the three countries finally came together and agreed on the USMCA, which for Canada will be the CUSMCA. It's been signed on the last day of the Mexican president's term in office, which is really good for Mexico, actually, because like his successor will be a leftist president. Who was actually concerned about NAFTA, and rightfully so. I think Mexico actually does need American help with their economy and trade. Something a little bit closer to home. Canada's still not too happy about this because the tariffs, as well as Mexico, the tariffs on aluminum and steel have not been removed yet, despite actually reaching a free trade deal agreement, which isn't, I don't know, I don't expect good treatment from America in terms of economic relations with Canada. We have a long history of being kind of whipped into submission by America and dominated economically and financially. So Canada came out of this pretty sourly. We're all happy to reach an agreement, but Mexico was a little bit happier than we were. Moving on, something that kind of affects us back home. Some of you who are probably paying attention to the news would have heard about last night how along the northern Atlantic of Canada, storms across the country wiped out 300,000 houses' power supplies. So people were going without
heating and electricity last night, which is not good. Thankfully, well, 250,000 of those homes were located in Nova Scotia, which is a pretty staggering number, but thanks to the hard work of a lot of people, it's actually been brought down to 11,000, which is great. In PEI, there's still, it was originally 80,000, and that number's been brought down as well. In music news, one of the bigger headlines of today, November 30th, would be Earl Sweatshirt, after 3 years, has finally released his long-awaited third album. It's called Some Rap Songs, and much like his other albums, it pulls a lot from emotional trauma within his life. For instance, his first album was named Doris after his grandmother's passing. His second album, I Don't Like S-H-I-T, I Don't Go Outside, was inspired by his recovery from a skateboarding accident that put him out of commission for a little bit and led to a hermetic episode. And this album was inspired, well, not inspired by, but, well, yes, actually inspired by Earl coming to terms with his public figure and how he was going to handle that, and also the very real emotional ongoings of his life. For instance, when he was making this album, he was reconciling with his father and actually made a song that he dedicated to him. And before he could open up to his father, show him the song, and begin to reconnect with him, his father passed. And then 3 days later, his legendary jazz musician of an uncle also passed. So there was a lot of pain and hardship going into this album. I think it's a really interesting album. I listened to it this morning. I thought it was a cool offering. It takes elements from, I think, I Don't Like, I Don't Go Outside, more than it does his original work. Because in interviews, Earl's actually mentioned that he's maturing as an artist and doesn't want to be connected to that too much because he was 18 when he was making those songs. But it's very fragmented. The production is very, very interesting and scattered. He talked about how he also was more dedicated to using loops in this album because he wanted to harness the listener's focus on his vocals and lyrics. And he thought that it was harder to rap with the backdrop of your song being a loop because you actually have to have something that matters within your lyrics. You can't just be rapping about flexing or guns or women or just material commodities that can either be dismissed or waved away because you can hear, they're just a dime a dozen at this point. You can hear those lyrics in every other song. To kind of generalize rap music there, I apologize for that. But it was really interesting. I thought that was a really cool album. Within movie news, I think this is fairly big. Sylvester Stallone has reportedly left his role as Rocky behind, which I think is interesting because Rocky is kind of a landmark in cinema history. I think it's a true underdog story, both in front and behind the camera. Stallone was offered like $300,000 for the script by big movie studios, but instead opted to fund it himself and only receive $185 in terms of salary, like a day or a week or something. And it's a very iconic role. It's weird to see this big Hollywood star finally leaving that behind. And then in terms of movie news, did you know that Fast and Furious is getting a spinoff? Do we really need more Fast and Furious movies? I don't think we do. I don't think we do at all. There's 7 or 8. There may be even 9. Like, there are a lot of Fast and Furious movies. I don't think they're getting better. there's a fair chance they're getting worse. And I mean, one good thing that may come out from this is that Elsa Gonzalez, the girl from Baby Driver, was casted. So that's pretty cool, because I think she did a very good job in that. But that's pretty much your catch-up on the weekly news. Coming up next, we have Symptom of the Universe by Black Sabbath, Reignition by Bad Brains, and Wild International by the supergroup One Day as a Lion. I apologize. At the beginning of this broadcast, I had all the mics muted by accident, which I hate. Makes me real mad. Makes me real angry. But, you know, beginner's things. I've only been doing this for, this is my technically my third show, but this is my second show as the host of this. But we'll just wrap it up with some weather. Looks pretty, I don't know. It's Canada's this weird thing where it's like winter just comes out of nowhere. Like I always think of it as if anyone's read the Bone comic books, it's like that scene where they're like, "Be careful, Bone, like winter comes quickly out here." And then in the next panel is him standing still, and then the next panel is literally like one solid thing of snow just going whoomph. That's how Canada is. It's been pretty nice recently. It's 2 degrees today. 2 degrees tomorrow, 8 degrees on Sunday, but Saturday and Sunday are going to be rainy, 2 degrees on Monday, but from there on, Tuesday onwards, it's going to get a little bit lower. It's going to be -1, -1, -3, -4. I feel like it's a pretty accurate prediction to say that once we get into December, once we get further into the week, it's going to start getting a lot colder. Great. Wonderful. My skinny body won't be able to handle that. I'll die. I've had a great time hosting the show. Hope everyone here has a great day. I'm going to leave you with some songs. We're going to play Scars by Pennact. We got Citizen's Arrest by the New Zealand rap group Shady Nasty, or Australian, either one really, same thing at some point. And then Black Tongue by Mastodon off their album The Hunter, which is an album inspired by their guitarist Brent Hines' brother dying in a hunting accident. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.